B-Pod Studios.
How about all the takes, Bob? With our good friend, Mr. Pat Egan. Patrick, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Pat.
All right, the Broncos beat the Patriots in a real barn burner yesterday, winning 18-12. Now, the reason why this is in the segment is because the pride of Temple,
yes,
Brandon
sir!
McManus, did something that is really hard for Eagles fans to imagine. He made his kicks.
Yeah.
He made all six of his kicks.
Uh-huh.
Brandon, the golden boot McManus, accounted for all of the Broncos' points, hitting a 45, a 44, a 27. Get this, he hit a 52-yarder. I know, crazy, right? And he also hit a 54-yard field goal.
Yeah, he kicked in the Eagles stadium. Eagles never gave him a look.
For only 4 years, though.
Yeah, only 4 years.
They didn't have time.
NFL kicker, whatever.
Now, this was pretty clutch performance for fantasy owners, and that's who McManus did this for, right? He didn't do it for his teammates. He didn't do it for the Broncos franchise. He did it for Tom, the construction worker, who is GM of the Chubby Chasers.
Or me, who has him on the fantasy team.
Well, Mark, you were one of the 4.5% because McManus tweeted, quote, 95.5% of fantasy owners didn't play me. Shout out to the 4.5% who ride or die with me.
There you go. 4.5%. I am the 4.5%.
How many points did he get you?
22.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a lot of points.
Well, shout out to you.
Yeah.
Are you winning, though?
Yeah. See, I know football. You don't kick the... You don't go for the two-point conversion. Stupid. See? It all makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, I agree
with
you.
Am I winning? Yes, by 69 points, actually.
Nice. I'm going to need proof of that.
Nice.
I'm going to need proof of that.
I got one out of the clear real quick.
Yeah,
we're driving around on Saturday. My son Tommy is sitting in the back seat. Out of nowhere, just says, 69 days till Christmas, Dad. I don't think he understands what we do here,
nice.
But it was nice.
Does he normally count down to Christmas, or was this out of the blue?
No. Oh, not every day. It was kind of out of the blue, but yeah, he'll let us. I could ask him any day of the year how many, and he'll know right like that.
Did you say nice?
I did.
Nice job.
Yeah, and then I got punched in the shoulder.
What else you got, Pat?
All right, so we go from one local guy to another. So cool local story here as the Union capped off a historic deal, agreeing to a transfer from midfielder Brendan Aaronson to RB Salzburg of the Austrian League for a reported $6 million that can reach up to $9 million. Apparently, the $3 million kicker is very obtainable. It's the highest transfer fee ever paid for an American homegrown MLS player. 22-year-old will stay with the Union until January and then head to Austria.
Soccer's on the rise in America, as they say.
It's an historic deal.
Let's go Union.
They play tonight.
Again,
yep, they're on the pitch tonight. It seems like they're playing every other day.
Hopefully, really a nice bounce back win after tying. It was Montreal they tied, I think.
They tied DC United.
DC United.
Do we even know soccer?
No, I don't even know sports.
Come on, man.
That's a great sign for their youth academy because it's bearing fruits. Not only did it bring the franchise a lot of money, it's going to inspire, you know, probably more production out of that academy. So, great things for the Union.
Yeah, and his brother just signed with the team.
Yeah,
yes.
His brother, I think, is 17. The Medford Murderers over there.
And a source of mine said that he may even be more talented than Aaron.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Hot take.
Just
the take segment. That's a scorcher.
What else you got there?
The Cheaters didn't win for once. All right. The Astros were defeated by the Tampa Bay Rays. I think everybody's happy about that. Over in the NL, the Dodgers beat the Braves last night in Game 7, so the World Series is set. It's Rays versus the Dodgers. Who are you rooting for?
I'm going to be rooting for the Rays. I'm going to root for the Dodgers.
I always go National League.
Yeah, I usually do, too, unless it's like the Dodgers.
Why do you hate the Dodgers? What did the Dodgers ever do to you?
They played the Phillies twice in NLDS in my lifetime, and I don't like them.
If you were a bit older, you would hate them because when I was a little kid, they were the team that always beat the Phillies.
Yeah, no thanks.
The Braves ruined my early 90s, so I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Let's go Rays.
Wow, I'm the only one going Dodgers here, huh?
Look at you. Why
American League
Well,
city.
I want the Phillies to hire from the Rays, so let's go Rays.
I kind of want the Dodgers. I'm kind of with you, Bobby.
Yeah. Thank you, Pat. You and I always see eye to eye.
That's it, because we're best buds.
That's right.
All right, now, has anyone seen the movie Hubie Halloween?
Not yet, but it's on my list. I want to watch it.
I watched it Friday.
Adam Sandler's in town. He's probably listening.
Yeah, I watched it Friday. It was way better than I expected. I actually laughed out loud a few times.
I heard it's good, dumb fun.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's a great check your brain at the door movie that you know what you're getting and you enjoy it. So the movie Hubie Halloween, it's one of the most popular items currently on Netflix. It's the new Adam Sandler comedy. It's set in Salem, Massachusetts. It follows Hubie Dubois, who tries to keep Salem safe during Halloween, even though Salem hates him. So if you watch the movie, you might remember the scene. scene where the news discusses Halloween in Salem. And if you don't remember it, it's no big deal because it's a throwaway scene. A news anchor throws it to a weather girl who throws it to a field reporter, with the joke being they're all wearing the same Harley Quinn costume. Complete throwaway. That's really hilarious stuff. But the news anchor who is sitting at the desk is named Elena Pinto. And as of last week, she was a real-life news reporter from WHDH in Boston. I say as of last week because she was fired last
week.
What? After the movie came out. The cameo cost her job.
What?
Wow.
Apparently appearing in the Sandler comedy violated her contract, and they let Pinto go. Sandler is in town, as you mentioned, currently filming his new movie, Hustle. And I'd like to formally say, I don't have any type of contract that prohibits me from making an appearance in an Adam Sandler movie. And I'm free after 10 a.m., so if he wants to hit me up. But she lost her job.
That's messed up.
You have your Guild Actors card, don't you?
I don't.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I wasn't.
I'm being serious.
I was a throwaway in Creed. You can see me cheering. But no, I don't. But I could get it if he throws me in the movie. Once again, hopefully I won't get fired like she was.
See, isn't that great for a news station?
Yeah, isn't that great publicity?
Because then whenever people come to your market,
I saw you in Hubie and Halloween.
Yeah, you automatically become
known nationally. How is it a bad thing at all? It's crazy.
Globally, actually.
Like, there's a lot of, you know, wording in contracts and stuff like that exists, but why enforce it?
Yeah, I forget what it was, but like I remember seeing guys in movies and then being in that market and seeing that person on TV be like, oh, how about that? It was a real news anchor guy. Like Stan Hockman being in Rocky V, for instance.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real guy. Of course, it was our guy, but it's a real guy. Like, that's stuff that I think just only adds credibility to a news anchor. Anyway, what else?
Yeah, and by the way, it's when you see the movie, it's not like she said anything worth getting fired over.
Ridiculous.
That's the kicker. All right, now, Lord knows I root for love, all right? And a relationship that I was sure was built to last crumbles. Guys, it breaks my heart. And that's what happened with Jay Cutler and Kristen Cavallari. It took Cavallari 10 years to realize she could probably level up, and she divorced the former Dolphins great. Now, we've all been dumped, and it sucks, and it really sucks when your ex is on TMZ making out with another guy. And that is what Cutler is currently going through, as Cavallari was spotted making out in Chicago with comedian Jeff Dye. And apparently, Cutler is not happy about it. He was heard loudly.
How could you tell?
He was heard, well, because the report said. He was heard loudly crying while trying to light a cigarette, screaming, oh, funny man, haha. You know what I thought was funny? When you looked at me and told me it was forever. According to Cutler's friends, he's a wreck. He's playing Taylor Swift and Adele albums on a loop. The police even called his house.
Hey.
Hey, what's going on up there? You getting complaints about a woman crying hysterically?
Yeah, you know what? I hear her too, and it sounds like she's having such a hard time. I think it's coming from the floor above me.
You're on the top floor.
I'll try to keep it down.
Well, when Cutler texted Cavallari, what does he have that I don't have? She responded, a job.
Oh.
Boom, roasted. Boom, roasted. What else you got?
Birthdays.
All right, fine.
Joe Jellybean Bryant.
Okay, I'm in.
Almost Sixer Brad Doherty.
Oh,
should have been.
Birthday.
That would have been a nice 12-year run here.
Former Philly great Michael Young.
Very nice.
And former Philly Jay Hat.
Very nice.
All right, today in history, 1960, the Lakers moved from Minneapolis to L.A. and had their first season as, you know, the L.A. Lakers. In 1966, a defenseman for the Bruins named Robert Orr. You might know him as Bobby.
Good old Bobby.
Yeah, he made his debut.
He
was pretty good at that hockey.
He
was a Bobby.
Yeah. He had an okay career.
Yeah.
In 2004, Curt Schilling pitched a gem in a bloody sock. And in 2009, Octobers were fun. Sports in Philly were fun. And on this date, this happened.
Line drive, right center field, base hit, one run scores. Ruiz around third, they're going to wave it. Here's the throw to the plate. It's not in time, and the Phillies win it in the ninth.
So that happened.
Tingles. Tingles is what I got.
Yeah.
Tingles.
And that.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Seriously,
no.
Matt.
Do we have the same thing?
I don't know if we do or not. I have to do with one of the great gentlemen of the business, one of the best men I've ever met in all my years in the business.
Jesus, come on.
Are you a hockey guy?
This is really aggressive.
Oh, my God.
Is it uncomfortable? I don't feel safe.
Today, of all days.
I got you back. I don't feel safe at all.
Doc Emmerich calling it a career. One of the greatest humans to ever human.
I miss this.
Mike Emmerich is calling it a career.
Is he really? How old do you think Doc Emmerich is?
I don't know why you'd lie about that.
Are you a hockey man? Are you a hockey warrior?
No, apparently I'm not. 82.
74.
I missed this.
Really?
When did he announce it?
Today. Story broke out today. Literally today.
Sucks.
Jamie and I...
It does suck.
We got to know him a little bit in working behind the scenes with NBC all those years. And
nicest guy in the industry.
I put this in my tweet. He talks to the loading dock worker at like the Wells Fargo Center the same way he'll talk to Claude Giroux, Sidney Crosby, the star of the game, whatever. Like, that's how he is. He'll just come up to you and start talking to you like he's known you for a million years.
And I don't think you could find a bigger Pittsburgh Pirate fan in the world than Doc Emmerich.
That poor bastard.
Yeah, him and Gary Thorne were the best.
Yeah. I miss Gary Thorne. He's now with the Orioles, but I miss him so much.
Yeah, he's being wasted.
Wednesday night hockey on ESPN?
That was their Tuesday night hockey.
Tuesday night, whatever.
Whatever day it was, he was great. No, I missed that. That's a buzzkill.
Doc Emmerich retiring from play. He's such a good play-by-play guy that when people talk to Al Michaels about possibly doing hockey again in his life, you know what he says? Why would I want to take that away from Doc? He's the best in the business. That is from the one of the greatest ever in Al Michaels saying about Doc Emmerich. That's something.
True legend.
Yeah, that's a buzzkill. That's all it takes. I mean, you can't even do it because it's a buzzkill.
Go ahead, you got to do it though, Pat, because it's not over until you say it.
That's all it takes.
And that's all it takes. Like,
I like when you douche up the douchiness of it to match my douchiness of it. So I appreciate that. Anyway, Doc Emmerich, great
job,
career.
Pat.
Great. Yeah, good hustle.
I'm like sad now.
I know because I yelled. I didn't mean to yell.
No, it has nothing to do. Like he's just a legend.
He is a legend, Doc Emmerich.
Yeah. Damn.
You know what? You know who told him to retire? Doug Peterson. That's why Doug Peterson sucks. How about
that's not true.
All right, maybe I embellished a little.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.